Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good evening and welcome to the show. My name is Pam Heath. I'm the guest coach. I'm filling in tonight for Angel, the belly dancing medium, who is home under the weather today. So I'm going to be introducing our guest tonight, who is Ann Savino, the psychic medium. I'm just going to take a moment to make sure she is here and on the line. Ann, are you here?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi, Ann. Can you tell me your phone number, please?
Hello?
I'm sorry. Hi, is that
what
Ann?
Was your question?
Sorry, I'm speaking to Ann. You know. Is Ann Savino on the Okay, typed in just a second. I'm speaking to Ann.
Okay.
Is Ann Savino on the line?
I am.
No,
are you here?
Oh.
Hi.
Please do not
Hello.
Unless you're Ann. Ann, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hi, sweetheart. I can hear you now.
Yeah,
other
hi.
People were in.
Yeah.
Tell the difference.
That's
I just
okay.
need your phone number so I can use the other call.
Yeah, it's 510-812-0271.
Awesome. Now I know who you are.
Thank you.
I'm Pam Heath.
Great.
I'm,
Thank you.
I'm Angel's sister, and she
oh,
is
hi.
Home
How are
ill
you?
Today.
You sound just like Angel.
I'm fine. So, you know, this is your show, and I understand
okay.
that you've been doing intuitive reading since 1987. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, you have quite a
yep.
few callers on the line, but before I open up the line to questions, I would like to know if you'd like to say something to the community before you get started. Is there anything you want to say or share or let people know where you're at?
What I've been really working on lately or focusing on has I've been doing this wonderful mentorship, medium mentorship program with Mavis Patella. And, people probably don't know who that is, but she's been a medium for 50 years. She's one of the foremost teachers at the Arthur Findlay College in England, which is like one of the premier schools in the world for mediumship training. And I've just been getting so much out of that. It's really been making me see the value of community when you are really for anything, but especially for any type of spiritual development. And also the spirit of collaboration is really, really important. I heard somebody say once that the time of competition is over and the time for collaboration is now. And that's just really true. It's like all of us, we all have our own talents. You know, we all connect to spirit or have our own spirituality in our own way. We can't compare ourselves to others. But when we come together and we all put our talents together, it raises everybody up. So, you know, whatever you know, the listeners, whatever your path is, you know, whatever your interests are, whether it's meditation or psychic things or healing or mediumship, you know, the more you can connect with other like-minded people, those efforts strengthen all of us. It strengthens all of us in our, you know, work, basically. And I've just really been seeing the power of that and wanted to share that.
Thank you for sharing that. That really, you know, brings you know, to the level of the community where you're sharing authentically with people about where you're at. I know it must be intimidating for some people to talk to a psychic because it occurs like you're doing something that they don't know how to do. But from my understanding, you also teach and you share with people how they can, you know, open up their life and open themselves up to receive whatever messages are coming from spirit.
Absolutely. And everybody has these abilities. It really is just a matter of they're developed. It's a matter of tuning into them. Develop something that's not there. They are there, but a lot of us don't use that muscle, so to speak. We don't tune into it. Only if it's there can you grow it. And it is there within everyone. No one's more special than anybody else. We just all have our unique way of connecting to spirit, you know, and expressing that. We all will connect to it in our own unique way. And it's kind of like that story that famous story about the blind. It was like the three blind men in a room, and they come across an elephant, and you know each of them is touching a different part of the elephant, and they're all describing what it feels like to them. But if you put the picture together, then you can see what the elephant looks like. But if you listen to just one person who has the tail, you know, one person who has an ear, or one person who has a trunk, you're only going to hear about the tail, the ear, or the trunk. If you put it all together, then you get to you see what the whole elephant looks like. So, everybody can develop. Yeah, everybody can develop it. And to me, the best teachers are the people who do it, you know, who are out there, you know, every day working with people. That's what I do. That's what, you know, the people who are in my community do. So if you're looking for a teacher, those are the ones to look for.
I got it. All right. Go ahead.
I'll give out my contact information now just so people have that. So my website www.anniethemedium.com, or the phone number is 510-306-1652.
Okay. And we'll do that again at the end so to make sure that people have written it down.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, quite a few people on the line waiting to talk to you. If you don't mind, I'd like to get started.
Sure.
All right, so the first one here, I believe this is Mara. Mara, hi, you're live on the air with Annie Savino.
Hi, actually it's Laura. Hi, how are you doing?
Laura.
Yes. Mora or Laura? Mora?
Laura. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. How can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if you're picking up anything about me starting work soon. I've been looking since the end of October.
Okay.
I had a phone interview about a week and a half ago, and I haven't heard back yet from them regarding next steps. So I'm not sure if I'm going to, you know, whatever you're picking up about work, I guess.
Okay, let me take a look at that. Hold on one second as I tune in. So what I'm picking up on it looks like you're moving out of the time where there's just been a lot of cross signals or missed signals kind of thing. Because I'm looking, it's like you're standing on a hill and it's like, the sky is big and open and it's very bright, which to me, this is like representing this job search that you're having, you know, where it just looks like in a lot of ways you have a lot of opportunities. You have, it's kind of like there's not a lot of limits around this. Like there's a lot of things open to you. And it's like you're kind of like shouting out like to the world around you or to the valley below, if you want to say it, you know, like what you're wanting. But it's like you're not getting a response. You're putting it out there, but you're not getting the response. So that's what I meant by saying you're coming through a time where there's like missed communications or missed signals. It's like what I see, that it just looks like it's almost like the timing hasn't been right yet. but it's like I see that changing. It's almost tied in a lot of times, like to the time of year too. Like things tend to start picking up now. Like a lot of times, January and you know the holiday times, it's not necessarily an easy time to create things. There's just so much going on. And in January, it's kind of like people are recovering from all of that. What I see is it looks like things, you're going to start being more successful and getting like calls back and connecting with the right people. As to the, you had mentioned something about you had an interview. I'm not really seeing there being like a strong connection with this, the place that you had the interview with. But I do see things turning around, like you moving into kind of like better timing, like you will be having an easier time now.
And when do you see me getting this job? Do you think it's going to be March or more like April?
I'm seeing it within soon, like within like the next couple of months, most definitely.
So that's March or April.
Like you're at, right, that's March or April. So it just looks like your energy looks very, like I was saying, open, and you look like you're ready to receive it. So it's not really something that I see like you have to change something about the way you're doing things. It really is kind of like a right place, right time kind of thing is what I see around the job thing.
Okay.
And it just looks like it's coming to fruition. It's coming to a head now for you. Okay?
Yes. So then do you think it'll be local or do you see me having to move a long distance for the job?
Okay. You may want to call and get like a reading with me because we're really just taking a question for people, so we leave time for other people.
Okay.
The way the show is designed isn't designed to answer every single question you have. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was great. And so great. Is there anything else you want to say about that last caller, or shall I go on to the next caller?
What do you mean, is there anything else I want to say about it? I'm done reading it. Is there something else that you meant?
No, I just think when people are asking you questions about what's going on in their life and you connect to their energy and you're able to answer it because of the visions that you see, and that, you know, it's amazing to me that you're able to focus and narrow it down to a specific vision and interpret it the way you do. So I was just looking to see if you know, given that you think that everyone has this ability, if there's anything you want to expound on, but if not, no problem.
Sure, no, that's fine, thank you. I wasn't sure what you were asking me. I was looking for clarification.
No problem.
So thank you, you clarified
it. Yes, I'm just impressed. I'm like, wow, okay, girl.
Well, yeah, it's really a reading is, I'm tuning in, or anyone who's doing a reading, I'm tuning into the person's aura, their energy field. And the aura is, it's a moving, it's not a static thing. It's your soul energy. It's your life force energy. It vibrates, you know, at a certain frequency, depending on, like, the quality of thoughts you think and, you know, your emotional levels and all that. It's, you know, just like you look at brain waves and they, you know, like your regular waking state is the beta waves and it's higher and faster. And as you get more relaxed, the brain waves go down lower and slower. And it's the same thing with the aura. The aura vibrates at your vibration. Like, you know, it's a manifestation of your energy. So that's what I tune into. And the aura is filled with images and symbols that kind of represent what you're going through or how you're kind of handling things, how you have set up all different areas of your life. I mean, the aura is a representation of that. So mm-hmm. when I read, that's what I'm tuning into. I'm tuning into the person's aura, and I'm tuning into those symbols that are within someone's aura. future stuff, I always go off on this tangent when, you know, when people call to get readings about the future. Really, there is no set future, and I have never seen that. When I'm doing future readings, really what you're tuning into is I'm tuning into the person's present and seeing how they have that set up in their aura to be handling that situation. Like, so this woman was talking about getting a job or her, you know, her work and her career space. So, mm-hmm. you know, the impressions I was getting was that she was pretty open to things. Like, her energy looked very flowing and very open. You know, so based upon that, it's like the picture, it's kind of like, for me, a film clip that plays. Like, you know, other movies will start playing from that space. Like, I'm seeing her being open, you know, but there was nobody responding. Like, she was calling out, but nobody was responding. Then, you know, it's like kind of like you follow pictures that start to play in my mind is how that works.
I got
you. Does that answer your question?
Oh, it does, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's take on another caller. 1 second. Hi, you're on live with Ann Savino. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, Ann. This is Lynn, L-I-N. Hi. How are you, ladies?
Good. Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you.
How can we help you tonight, Lynn?
Yes, my question is I'm expecting some monies to be coming in, and I'd like to know what you feel or see about that. Around money for me,
or when you're going to receive it, or just situations that will arise, that kind of thing. Okay.
You know, whatever. Yeah, whatever you might. There are a couple of things, and yeah, what do you feel or see? You know, concerning it as maybe a time frame or. You know, everything going smoothly, you know, which I'm, of course, hoping for. Yeah, all of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm seeing with this, a lot of times, too, I'll see colors around it. And so I'm seeing there's a lot of purple around you receiving this money. And I'm seeing there being, let me explain what I see. The purple meaning, because colors can have meanings they're the same for everyone, but they also could have meanings that are different for everyone. Can you hear me?
Did you say, yes, did you say purple or multi or rainbow or something? Okay.
Purple.
Okay.
Purple, okay. Yeah. So what I was seeing with this is, I was saying the situation with the money has to do with, it's almost like a forgiveness or a, it's connected to something in your past where you've had to, like, do a lot of growth and forgiveness with the person or something that was involved with this money. Because I was seeing it being kind of like the money being like a fresh start for you. And it's not just a fresh start by receiving the money. It's like a fresh start with the situation. Like, you're free from something that used to burden you, and now it's like, oh, this has turned into a positive now. So it's almost like a phoenix rising up out of the ashes.
Oh,
is
my.
How I was seeing this.
Wow.
But it's not, again, it's not so much the money. It's the the situation that it came from. And so I was, I was also seeing there being a woman connected to this. There's a relationship with a woman. And it looks like it's probably a family member. I don't know if you have a sister or a mother, but it's, there's something about some new beginnings with this female family member as well.
Okay, because these are two different. Actually, they're two different because what they're both very relevant. The first mm-hmm. thing was money from ex-marriage or previous marriage and all of that. And then with the mother, there is some money that's connected with my mother that actually goes through my father. And so these are two different, but yeah.
Okay.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just the fact that purple that I was seeing and it being like a new beginning, the energy looks very positive. Like it doesn't,
great.
It looks like, I'm not getting a really clear thing on when you're going to get the money. Clearly tuning into is that it just looks like it's very mm-hmm. empowering, and it's going to be a very positive experience for you to have this. Like you look very
joyful. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's awesome. Oh my goodness. Oh,
yes, your energy.
Thank you. Wow. And purple is actually a color that I work with a lot. I love purple. So thank you so much for this.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Blessings.
Sure.
Good night. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Sure. Thank you. Bye bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Wow. That was excellent. Thank you so
great.
Much. So are you ready for the next caller? I know.
Yep.
Isn't that great when they're so excited?
It's always great to be validated.
Yes. All right, here we go. One moment. Hi, you're on the air live with Ann Savino. Who's this?
Hi, Ann. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
How are you tonight? Hi. I have a question. What do you see for me for work, work related in this?
Let me tune in. So the impression that I'm getting here is, I keep seeing like this ski jump, like this slanted kind of ski jump for you, and I was seeing this representing like you wanting to jump off. Like where you are now, like wanting to make a change. And I was seeing like this kind of mustardy yellow color around this. And the impression that I'm getting here is there being like you working in an unsupportive environment, or there being a very stressful kind of situation that you're dealing with work, and then getting the sense of there being a lack of support and you just really wanting to make a change. Like it's like it's not fitting what you want. And so that's where I was seeing like that wanting to have a jump off like to something new. And I also see there being kind of like a, how you can go through situations that aren't positive and it can make you like feel bad about yourself. Like, is it me? Like, did I do something? When it's really just people's garbage, it really doesn't have anything to do with you.
Right.
So it just looks like you would really benefit from kind of like separating emotionally or just kind of cleansing yourself from the situation. So you feel better, you feel stronger in yourself, is what I'm seeing, because it's kind of like you're experiencing like other people's negativity and it's affecting you, it's bringing you down. So that's
oh, right.
what I'm picking up. So unless
yeah.
you have something more specific, that's what I'm getting on your question.
I'm just wondering, like I want to do something else, but I don't know what else to do. I feel like I'm just a little bit not sure what else I could do. I'm here, and it is a little bit of a not such a good fit. It's a good fit for them, but it doesn't work for me. because it's kind of like I'm overqualified here, and so it's not like it's a fair deal. And I kind of want to move on, but I have no idea like what I want, where I'm going next. Can you see anything related to that? More?
Sure. So let me tune into that for you. Okay, so one thing I'm picking up, and I meant fit this into what your skills are, because I'm getting a sense of your talents and stuff, but fit this into what your field is, because I may not get the field exactly right, but I'm seeing like two really main strengths with you, and you have more than that, but like two are standing out. And one is, it looks like you have very, very good people skills. Like I was seeing you going, it's almost like a salesperson. And this doesn't mean that you have to go out and be a salesperson, but like I was seeing you like kind of being mobile and going to different locations and like talking with people. But it's like this element of you not being just in one place. And I just
see that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm doing that. It's almost like I'm selling a product, but it's more like I'm helping people find jobs, but I have to do the footwork. So I'm doing the footwork and finding jobs for people that have disability. That's what I'm already kind of doing. You're seeing that.
Right. So, and it looks like that the people skills that you have, that those are very strong for you. That is like one of your strongest marketable skill, if you want to call it that. Like you're really good with working with people. And then the other thing that I was seeing around this is it looks to me like you would do better with the big picture of kind of like what you're doing, like rather than you being the one that's doing all the, like you just said, the details, and you're taking care of all the nitty gritty stuff. Like you being more of the program director, like if you want to call it that, like you being more of the planning the big picture stuff, like that's a better fit for you.
I agree.
But then there's and then there's also an element that you would be a really excellent trainer or teacher, and it doesn't have to mean at a school, but like I was seeing those being all really good strengths for you. So, you know, again, translate that into like your field, what you're doing, and it looks like those would be, like, let's think about that and see the type
of
jobs
that
would go along
about
with that.
That's exactly what I've been thinking about. I'm doing more like program director work than what I've been hired for, and it's not being acknowledged, of course. It's not okay.
So it looks like it looks like you have an idea, though. I mean, because that's pretty specific, and it looks like you would be a very good program director.
Yeah, I would like to be a program director. I don't mind working one-on-one at times and doing things, but I would like to do a lot more.
Right. Okay, so I hope that helps.
Yeah. Well, I already knew that. Yeah, thank you for confirming.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. All right, so let's take on another one. You've got so many here. Just a moment. Hi, you're on the air live with Ann Savino. Who's this?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Ann.
Hi,
name is
how
Miranda.
Are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. So I have a question regarding my parents. They're trying to sell their house, and I'm just wondering when, you know, what you see regarding this.
Okay, let me tune in. Can you say like their first name so I can kind of connect with them better?
I can give you their initials.
Okay.
Fine, that's okay. Ben and Dee.
Okay, thank you. just since this is kind of like once removed, it kind of helps me connect with them.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so what I see going on with them is they look really overwhelmed with it right now. Yeah, you know, it looks like there's you know, some things they need to do to get things ready or, you know, up to date or something in the house. It just looks like they look kind of overwhelmed with it. Like when I was looking at the situation, I was seeing they were on the ocean and there was like a big wave coming and they were looking at the wave very worriedly, like, oh boy. But it just looks like they, what I see with them is it just looks like they kind of have to, you know, like take one day at a time and kind of methodically go through the things that they need to do, you know, get their ducks in a row, you know, whether that's repairs or whether that's getting the realtor, you know, lined up, like just all those kind of practical steps that you have to do.
They've actually done all of that. They've tried to sell for a while now. So they made all of the necessary updates and things to put their home on the market. It's just a matter of finding a buyer, and it's, you know, getting a little frustrating, but they've done all of that checklist stuff. So
because I was seeing them looking overwhelmed. That was like the main thing, was they just looked really overwhelmed with it.
Yeah, no, they've done that. So it's not a matter of, like, being overwhelmed with any sort of list. They've done all of the hard part, just a matter of finding a buyer. And, you know, so that's why
that's really what I'm getting with it. And again, it may not be overwhelmed by the list at this point. That may be my interpretation. But when I look at them, I see the sense of being overwhelmed, and it's kind of like almost like losing faith is the vibe on it. Like, oh, how do we make this happen? And so, you know, really that kind of thing is, you know, being, you know, whatever works for them in terms of like getting into a more positive state of mind with it, like that will obviously help. And kind of like I was saying, I don't know if you were listening earlier, with the first caller, a lot of this looks like it's a timing thing, you know, it just being like the right time or the right time of year. And that's basically going, the time to sell a house is getting better and better and better as we head into spring. So it just looks like it's got to be the right time for them. And I do see that turning around, you know, for them, because it's just becoming a better time for them to sell the house. So it's like,
yeah,
to just kind of get out of the negative emotions with it and, you know, pick themselves up or just get into a better state of mind, and things will be turning around in the same kind of thing.
It looks like
within the next couple of months.
Hopefully. Yeah, I know traditionally spring is a good time for homes to, you know, be on the market. And so it's just been frustrating because they, you know, had their home on the market on and off for a couple of years now. And for one reason or the other, it didn't work out. Either the offer wasn't good enough, or, you know. But all right, just keep positive. That's all we can do.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye now. Thank you so much. All right, and we're gonna move right into our next caller, and here they are. Hi, good evening. You're on live with Ann Savino. Who's this?
Hi, Ann. This is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
Really well. How about you?
Doing great.
Good.
What's your question tonight?
Ann, my daughter is graduating from university in May. Do you see a physical location where she might locate after graduation?
Okay, let me tune in to this. Cindy, would you mind saying her first name so I can kind of tune in with her better?
Happy to. Elizabeth, and it's spelled with an S.
Okay, thank you. First thing that I was picking up is I was definitely seeing a cityscape, but I was, you know, seeing tall buildings and kind of thing. But I was also seeing mountains and a cooler climate. Like I wasn't seeing like the desert or like a warm place.
That's reflective of where she currently is. She's in Europe, Anne.
Okay. So yeah, I'm just saying. Just picking up what I'm seeing, so that comes from somewhere. That's where she is. Okay.
She's in the south of Switzerland now.
Okay.
And the city she's in is a cityscape, and the Alps are in the background. So there you go.
Okay. It's very beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. So let me see what else I'm picking up here for her. I'm thinking of a lot of different things with her. Does she want to stay in Europe? Because I was seeing there being some places in Europe that she was interested in. Like I was seeing Barcelona actually lighting up. Is she interested in staying there?
No. All right. Staying in Europe?
Yeah. I mean, even just not for long term, but she is okay. Because I was seeing.
She's made applications in Norway. The Netherlands, Norway, the Netherlands,
I was seeing Barcelona as well. I was seeing like that.
That's my favorite
Barcelona
city.
Okay. Well, maybe you can go visit her there a lot. No. Yeah, let me see if I get anything else on it. I was definitely seeing it being, you know, like a city. I didn't see her being out in the country. And I was seeing, you know, kind of like the classic young person with a big group of friends in the city and, you know, exploring new jobs and doing fun things, having a nightlife. Like, those were definitely the types of scenes that I was seeing. And Barcelona came in because it's very much that kind of lifestyle. It's very much a young person's kind of city.
Well, that's much her lifestyle where she currently is.
Okay.
So she's made applications for graduate school, for internships, and for beginning of career, all three.
Okay.
In different countries.
But all in Europe, because that's what I was seeing. It looks like she wanted to stay in Europe, was what I was picking up with her. Yeah, I was seeing that very strongly. You know, like I was saying, there's no, you know, set destiny that's written in stone where this is where she is going to land, you know, kind of thing. But, I was definitely seeing it being, you know, someplace that had definitely a lot of the place that she's attracted to, someplace that had, you know, a lot of nightlife, a lot of young people, a lot of cultural events kind of thing. And I was also seeing, an interest in the outdoors for her. Like, you know, like on the weekends, going someplace really beautiful in nature, that type of thing. Like, there being a lot of spots in Europe. And I do, like, that first thing that I was seeing, it may be that she's in Switzerland, and that's what I was picking up, but I was also seeing her being in a more northern or a cooler place as well. I was seeing she kind of resonates with that.
She does. That's very true.
So, you know, it looks like that's probably the places where she's going to be, what would you call it, sowing her seeds, you know, of where she would like to, you know, have something grow. It is one of those places. I was also getting I was seeing like Germany or Denmark, that area too, kind of like that central north kind of
She's also made applications in Denver. That's true.
Yeah, that kind of area. That's what I'm getting. I'm not really getting like a specific, this is where it's going to be. It just looks cute. Like I see wherever she's going to be working, I see there being a lot of other young people around her in that job environment. Well, you know, so it looks like she's going to make a good circle of friends and, you know, have good social support there. Because I'm also seeing that she's very attracted to that. Like, and so again, it's like what we're attracted to, that's what we're going to, you know, try to
right.
make happen.
Right.
But I also keep seeing water scenes with her as well, like rivers or, you know, not necessarily the ocean, but rivers or,
yeah,
I guess it could be the fjords, so that kind of thing. I was seeing someplace where, you know, she's very close to water.
Most of the cities, the universities in particular, are port cities.
Okay, yeah. So, again, unless you have something more specific, that's the information I'm getting for this. But I'm seeing it's going to work out for her because she wants it and she's energizing it and it looks good. It looks like it's really a matter of her making a choice, you know, based upon who responds to her, both graduate school and employer kind of thing.
So much.
Sure. Thank you. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we have another caller. I think you have time for one or two more, so I'm going to put them on. Hi, good evening. You're on live with Ann Savino. Who's this?
Hello, this is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
How can I help you tonight?
I was just wondering if you're picking up any specific messages for me.
Just specific messages from people. Can you be a little bit more specific?
I was actually thinking more of any along the lines of who have passed, if they have any messages for me, kind of wanting to go through
past, is that what you said?
People have passed on.
Okay. I feel like this is your guides. That's who I'm tuning into here. And they were showing me this, like this image of you, and it was like you had like a photograph in your hand, and you kept pointing to it. It was like you wanted to talk about it, you kept pointing to it. And it's the sense that they're giving me is you're kind of like being hung up on something, like a situation that you're in. It's like you're trying to get validated, or you're trying to get answers or get something sorted out with a situation that you're in. But really, the better way to handle it is kind of just like let it go and move forward. Like they're giving like the sense that you're kind of like on this, like this loop with it, and it's like, but it's not really. It's like for you, it's like you're trying to get closure, you're trying to get answers for it, but it's kind of like you're not going to get an external closure. You're not going to get the answers like that you want with it. So like sometimes we just have to kind of walk away from things, and maybe the answers will come in the future, but kind of like sometimes we don't know why someone treats us that way or why something has happened. And it's just kind of like, okay, I just kind of got to put it behind me and keep moving. So they're just giving me the sense of being more open, or being kind of like being more flexible and allowing, just going with the flow, like allowing things to unfold from here instead of kind of staying in your position, because it's like the situation has you unsettled. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does in the aspect that, I mean, I've been asking them for guidance in the kind of like in the career aspect where I'm employed now, but I just still want something different and kind of asking for their guidance to help me, lead me into something different and something that I can enjoy doing versus just going to a job and not enjoying it.
Right. Right. Again, the sense that I'm getting is be open to different options or be open to maybe more than what you think you can do or be hired as. Is the sense that I'm getting with it. It's like it doesn't. It's almost like your focus is too narrow on making this change. Like there's more available to you, but it's like you mm-hmm. kind of like have to get off the spot that you're standing in to see that and to be open to it, so you can kind of get swept up into the flow of whatever your next step is. That's the sense that I'm getting with this.
Right. And do you see if that next step is coming up or if I'm in the wrong direction? I'm kind of sort of in, but it's not really, I'm not quite sure which way to go.
Have you, I'm thinking about going back to school for, you know, kind of like to change fields? Because I heard that, like something about doing something very different, and you may want to think about exploring, like getting some training or exploring something that you think you might be interested in, but that you really haven't had experience with.
I don't know if I'd go back to school. I'm at an age now where I'm kind of like not sure if that's where road I would go. But I mean, if it was to take a job and I would have to do training for the job,
It doesn't have to be like you're going back to graduate school kind of thing. But that was what I heard was that it was like getting some training or getting some more information on a completely different field, because the field that you're in right now isn't fulfilling you. So it's like,
mm-mm.
you know, make a list, you know, of things that, wow, I might be interested in that, even if it's like way outside, you know, of something that you've ever done, and maybe take a look at those and how you can take some steps towards making that type of change. Because that was what I heard that. It was like training or school. And again, it doesn't have to be a formal education thing. You might watch YouTube videos, and I don't know, you know, or, you know, take a class at your local community college or something like that, but that was a sense that I thought that it was a complete shift to something that's better suited to you.
Right, right. Yeah, I was kind of wondering if there was any, that was kind of the question more so, is if there was any guidance in what direction to take for that. Kind of stuck on that loop.
Yeah, let me see if there's anything on that. It's interesting. I keep getting something around your creativity more. Something it was almost like a making things with your hands or doing something that was more hands-on and that had to do with like some type of design choices. Like I was seeing that. Like it looks like that's something that. It's fulfilling to you, but it's something that you may not have done for a very long time in your life.
With my hands?
Look, I was thinking sitting at a table and you were focused on making something with your hands. And it was like you were really focused. You know, it was like just you. It wasn't like you working with people. It was like you just focusing on like creating something. So that may be a literal thing, or maybe a symbolic picture where this picture is talking about your creativity and your sense of design and just something to do with your kind of being into, you know, when you design, when you do things that are design oriented, you listen to your intuition, kind of like, oh, should I do this? Should I choose red or blue? Like you're kind of doing it from your gut versus being an analytical thing. That is the sense that I was just like listening to your gut and something that was kind of more like that versus like some data driven intellectual analytical thing. Because I'm seeing that you have those skills, but that's not fulfilling to you.
Well, you know, when I hear about the hand things like in creative, I'm not too sure. But when I've been looking to see what other opportunities are out there, I was kind of like, I've always been in customer service, but I was kind of looking at more like data entry type employment. I was wondering if that would be that's going to be a good fit. And I mean, I know you would use your hands for that, but I'm not sure if that would be the same correlation.
It could be, because what I was seeing was like you sitting alone working with, you're focused on something rather than like the people interaction. So it was something that you were focused on. You were, you know, it was like you and the thing that you're focusing on. I wouldn't say that data entry is creative, but you think about it, that can be almost like solving puzzles. It's like problem solving kind of stuff. So it does kind of have that kind of quality to it. So, I mean, that looks like something you might want to explore. But it was definitely work that was just like you, it was just you. It was like a loaner, you know, like a loaner job, not customer service.
I'm so tired of customer service. I think that's just it. I'm like, you know, I like people. I just don't like, I don't like it in that way anymore.
You may be burnt out on it, except it doesn't mean that you don't like people. I was just seeing something that had to do with being a more mental job versus a people job.
Yeah, and that's what I was hoping that you'd be picking up, is like me doing something, but not necessarily in the customer service. Like, I'm actually really, I just kind of like, yeah, put me in a corner, do some data entry. As long as the pay is really good, I think I could be happy with that.
Yeah, it looks like that would be a great thing for you to explore.
Yeah, and I was wondering, do you see anything coming about soon, or is this going to be a while?
Down to you making some decisions on it. You know, that's what that first thing that I was seeing about your guide saying, you know, just move forward. Like, just, you know, get in the flow and just start moving towards something instead of kind of like being just standing in that one place.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's
up to you. Okay. So thank you very much for calling.
Well, thank you. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Good night.
Good night. All right. Well, thank you. We've got 5 minutes left. And for me, I want to make sure that you have the opportunity to say your information one more time in case people want to reach out to you aside from the show and get some support. So do you want to say your phone number and your website again?
Sure. Yeah, so my phone number is 510-306-1652, and my website is www.anniethemedium.com. I'm going to be at a lot of fairs coming up. I think the next one I'm going to be at is in the San Jose area, March 17th and 18th. My website. I should have been more prepared. here we go. Okay, it is at, it's a Soulful Living Arts Fair, and it's at the church. I think it's the Spirit of Infinite, what is it called? Community of Infinite Spirit. So it's on my website. There's a link there. And then there's a great Healing Arts Festival in Sacramento, April 7th and 8th. It's one of the biggest ones in the area. And I will be there doing readings, psychic readings, mediumship readings, And also energy healings. And then I will also be up in Reno at the Reno Spiritual Wellness Expo, April 14th and 15th. So that's what near future. And let's see, is there anything else that's coming up? I don't. That's all I can think of.
Awesome. Well, we do have 2 minutes left. Do you want to try to take another caller, or are you?
No, I'm good. Maybe.
Okay, good. All right, so thank
yeah,
you so much for being
enough.
It was really remarkable to hear you work with the people. You really have a strong connection to spirit.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, and,
yeah,
you know,
you.
Just a reminder to stay tuned and follow Ann Savino here on Blog Talk Radio, and don't forget to follow the show so that you can get updates when she's on. And you can call in and talk to her. Hitting the follow button is just like hitting like on Facebook. It lets Blog Talk Radio know that
yeah.
you are following, you know, and it lets us know that you want more. So don't just hang out and wait to talk. Do stuff to keep promoting the show because we love having her and we love having her available to answer your questions. And that's going to be about all tonight. We've only got a minute left and want to make sure that everybody is coming back to the show to hear more. Ann Savino is one of our premier members here at the New Age Guild, and you can find out more information about her on the New Age Guild website. That's New N-E-W Guild, New Age A-G-E Guild GUILD.com. www.newageguild.com. We are the host of Community Spirit Talk, in which Ann Savino is here doing an extraordinary job of working with the people in their place. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Ann.
Sure.
Lovely. And Angel will be back next time. She's home, not feeling well. You can send her your love and your
yeah,
your
I hope
energy.
She feels better.
Absolutely. This is Pam Heath. I am the Yes Coach, and I am here for you tonight. And I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much, and we will say good night.
Good night.